Chof Gimel Elul, Thursday the 18th of September, Rabbi Avraham Heckscher, my mitzvah.
It's true that it says on the sheet that the title of the shiur is my mitzvah. I hope it wasn't the title that brought anyone here, because I decided to change subject. So anyone, if it's a mekatos, I won't be offended if anyone goes. I decided to speak about a shaila, which is a very, very common shaila. It manifests itself in many, many different ways, which are very, some of them very nagia lemaisa. The reason why I decided to speak about the shaila is because it revolves very, very much around one short sugya, 3-4 lines in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yonah D'Yomah. So the shaila we're not going to talk about is not essentially Rosh Hashanah shaila, but it revolves very, very much around this sugya in Rosh Hashanah. And as we'll see, it's got many nafkim in the halacha. Just to whet the appetite a bit, I'll give you one example. Someone has to make a bris, or he has to make a pidyon haben on Yom HaShmini, on day 8, which is a Wednesday morning. He comes to the Rav and he asks him, can I make the bris instead of making it after Shachas 8 o'clock in the morning, I want to make it 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Does he have to make it? We all know that the din's reason makdim le mitzvahs, he wants to make it in the afternoon. Why does he want to make it in the afternoon? Because his friends go to work, or they go to kollel, and if he makes the bris at lunchtime, in the lunch hour, then there'll be a lot more people who can come, who can attend the simcha.
I have a case, you can do it, but I won't come.
So, we'll see, we want to understand the shaila. Like I said, that's only one nafka minute. We'll see, it's got many, many nafka minutes. What's the shaila? The say to the shaila is very poshut. We know there's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, that's rizin makdim in the mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah to do. The time of the mitzvah has arrived. Rather than pushing it off later, although I could, we're not talking about a mitzvah which has a zman. I could push it off later. It doesn't have to be done now. I'm not talking about you're holding 5 minutes before Sof Zman Tefillah. You've got a mitzvah which you could do now, you could do in a few hours' time. There's a dangerous reason why Dimon Mitzvah, like Dimon learns out from Mila by Avraham Avinu, do it straight away in the morning. That's a din in all mitzvahs. On the other hand, there's another din. The din of Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah means if I got a mitzvah which I could do in the basic way, I would be Mekayim the mitzvah. There's nevertheless an inyan of Zer Keli Va'anvei to do it in the best and most Mehudadika Oifen that I can. To glorify the mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvah. For example, it's soon Sukkot and everyone's going to buy an esrog. You could get a very cheap esrog and you could spend more. Why? Because it's more beautiful. In fact, by mitzvah esrog creates hodah. Oh, but in all mitzvahs, a din of zekeli v'anveil. That's a separate discussion. I can't remember if we have spoken about it before. We haven't spoken about it before. I can't remember if it was here. Whether there's b'chlal inyan of a nice silver esrog box. The esrog has to be nice. What about the esrog box? Does that go into zekeli v'anveil? Most certainly, it shouldn't be more. The box shouldn't be more beautiful than the esrog, but that's another point. But upon him, we've got this din of zvizim magdim lemitzvahs. On the other hand, we have a din of hidur mitzvah. What happens when the two clash? It's a trade-off, one against the other. In other words, like go back to our case of Mila. I could do it in the morning straight away, and I've got zvizim magdim lemitzvahs. However, only very few people will be able to attend. There's a din of hidur mitzvah, b'roivam hadus melech, the more people who are there present when you do a mitzvah, it glorifies the mitzvah, it's more of a kiddush Hashem, b'roivam hadus melech. So here I've got a trade-off. Do I do zvizim magdim in the mitzvahs and give up on the hidur mitzvah? Or should I wait and do the hidur mitzvah and give up on the zvizim magdim in the mitzvahs? That's the yisoid ha-shaila, and like we'll see, it manifests itself in many different ways, many different mashalim. The Sefer Chassidim, for example, he talks about a case, a person has this week's Parsha Vayelech, a person has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. To write a Sefer Torah. No, he's got the funds, he wants to write a Sefer Torah. There's the local Sefer in town, who is perhaps not the best, not the most Mehudadika Sefer, or perhaps the best Sefer, but the klaf he has right now, the parchment he has, is not the best. He says, if you wait 6 months, I'll get a new shipment. Or perhaps there's a better Sefer who will, free his time, will finish another Sefer Torah, which he's been commissioned to write now. And he'll be able to write it on the best klaf. So do I do Zvizim Magdim in the mitzvahs? I've got the funds, I can write a Sefer Torah. Or should I wait? and wait 6 months, get the better sefer, the better parchment, the better klaf, whatever it is, and then do hiddur mitzvah, the sefer Torah will end up more beautiful, but it will only be finished in six months later. So I've got this trade-off between zvizim adim and mitzvahs and hiddur mitzvah. Says the sefer Hasidim, the person doesn't have a talis, doesn't have a sefer Torah, and he wants to buy one, and he knows a better sefer is going to come, he shouldn't wait, he should do it straight away. In other words, zvizim gets precedence. Where does he get it from? Is the Chidor says that the Makor is a Sugi in Yevamos. I'll explain to you the Sugi in Yevamos. It's very simple. We have to understand it. We know that when someone, Rahman Islam, dies and he doesn't have any children, so, we don't do it nowadays, but Bismanom, the brother of the dead person, has a chiv to do Yibum to the wife, to the Almana, to the widow. Now, this person, Reuven, dies and he doesn't have any children and he leaves over many brothers. He leaves over a few brothers. Which of the brothers should do Yibum? Says the Mishnah, mitzvah begodoy liyabim. There's a hiddur mitzvah, anyone can do Yibum. The best thing is if the oldest one left, the godel, he's the one to do Yibum. What happens if the godel is Mimdina Sayom? He's in America. Until he gets on a ship to come over to Europe where the almona is, it's going to take a few months. There's another brother who's local. So in other words, I've got this trade-off. Do you say that I've got a godoy, an older brother, which is a hiddur mitzvah, like the Mishnah says, mitzvah godoy liyabim, but then I'll only be able to do the mitzvah yibum in 6 months' time? Or do you say, no, I'll give up on hiddur mitzvah. The yibum is kosher if it's done by a younger brother also. And then I'll be mekayim, zvizin magdim in the mitzvah. So again, it's the same shayla. Do I do zvizin magdim in the mitzvah and let the younger brother who's here do it, and I'm giving up on the hiddur mitzvah of the mitzvah godoy liyabim? Or should I wait? Give up on the Zvizim HaGdimin and wait for the older brother to come. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, we don't wait, kol shihui mitzvah loy mashino. You don't delay a mitzvah. Which, if you look in the Achoyenim and the Shivish Evelt, why does the Gemara change the Loshon suddenly from Zvizim HaGdimin and mitzvahs to a different Loshon, kol shihui mitzvah loy mashino, you don't delay a mitzvah. But perhaps the slight chilukim with the Yisoid is the same. Zvizim HaGdimin and mitzvahs, I got a mitzvah here, the widow is here, she's waiting to do Yibum, she's waiting for someone of her brother-in-law to marry her. I've got a brother here, so say, well, he's not the oldest brother. We've got Zvizim Magdimin. Says the Chidor, you see from this Gemara clearly, that when you've got a trade-off, a conflict between Zvizim Magdimin and Mitzvahs and Hiddur Mitzvah, it's Zvizim that takes precedence. That's where, says the Chidor, that's the Makor for the Sefer Hasidim. If you have this Sefer, it could be he's not so Mehuda, it could be the parchment is not the best. But if the alternative is to wait 6 months to get the better Klaf, or to get the better Sefer, you shouldn't wait. Zvizim Magdimin has precedence over and above Hiddur mitzvah. Another moshel, the Shulchan Aruch Rav talks about, also very negiah lemaisa. Again, I'm not saying halach lemaisa, but the idea, someone takes an early morning train, he hasn't done shachris, he leaves before this man tefillah, and he's going on a train up north. Now he's got a choice. He could daven on the train, but he can't stand up because it's too shaky. He's going to have to sit down, daven shemayin esa sitting down. Again, it's not halach lemaisa, because I'm talking about where there's no other problems, there's no women with uncovered hair, modestly dressed, etc. Leaving that aside. So he could daven now. The Zman Tefillah has come, he's got Zvizim Magdim in the mitzvahs. If he waits till he gets up north, it's still going to be before Sof Zman Tefillah. And then he could daven like a mensch. He could daven, he could find a minyan, or even a home, where he's going, he could daven standing up like he's supposed to be. So again, I've got the trade-off. Zvizim Magdim in the mitzvahs, the Zman Tefillah is here. On the other hand, if I wait, and I give up on the Zvizim Magdim in the mitzvahs, then perhaps I could do it, the mitzvah, in a better oifen. The same shayla. It seems like we said from the Gemara that this reason gets precedence. The problem is like this. We all know halacha, which is negatas every month, and it comes from the Sechah Seifim. The Sechah Seifim says that we know that after the third or the seventh day, whatever it is, different minhagim, after the Moelet HaLevana, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Now it could be that the earliest time, let's take for example, the earliest time to do Kiddush Levana in a particular month is on a Tuesday. Whether it's the third or the seventh of the month, whatever your meaning is. No one does Kiddush Levana until Matzah Shabbos. Does that mean you don't do, if you did Kiddush Levana on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, it doesn't work? Of course it works. Why do we wait for Matzah Shabbos? There's various reasons why we wait for Matzah Shabbos. The most simple reason is because, like we say, a person has to appreciate when he's been Kiddush Levana, so you should be there in Shabbos clothes. So on Matzah Shabbos, you've anyway got your Shabbos clothes on, so perhaps the best time to do Kiddush Levana is on Matzah Shabbos, I've got my Shabbos clothing. So, again, people don't know. On a Matzah Tisha B'Av, a Matzah Yom Kippur, I say this just off the cuff, because Motzi Yom Kippur is coming out. People do Kiddush Levana afterwards. Kiddush Levana you're supposed to do, like I say, on your Motzi Yom Kippur, you've got your Shabbos clothes on, you don't have shoes on. You're going be'etzem, b'chazal, you don't have leather shoes on, you're going more or less barefoot. That's not covered. You're supposed to go home and change your shoes, put on proper shoes like a mensch, like you'll be b'kav b'nei ha-melech, and then you do Kiddush Levana. So al kaponim, we push off Kiddush Levana from the Tuesday or Wednesday night till the Motzi Shabbos. Why? Because it's more mehuda, it's better like that. Why is it better? Possibly because I'm dressed in Shabbos clothing. So one second, I've got a trade-off here. On the one hand, my chiv has already been chal on the Tuesday night. So he's in Magdim in the mitzvahs. On the other hand, then I'm giving up on the Hidda mitzvah because I don't have my Shabbos clothes on. Or whatever other inyonim there are I'm doing in Motzi Shabbos. So I've got a trade-off between Zvizim Magdim in the mitzvahs and Hidda mitzvah. What do? We all wait till Motzi Shabbos. Unless Motzi Shabbos is after Yud L'Chodesh and it's in the winter months and you're worried if you wait till Motzi Shabbos you might leave it altogether. Okay, obviously if there's a chashash you're going to miss it altogether, that's a different story. We're talking about in the summer months where Motzi Shabbos is Ches L'Chodesh or Tes L'Chodesh. So maybe there's no chashash, because even if it's going to be cloudy Motzi Shabbos you've still got a few more days, and I'll be there, Chatebi, you'll still get Kiddush Levon. Is everyone waits Motzi Shabbos to do it in their Shabbos clothing. So I've got this conflict between Hidu Mitzvah and Zvizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs, and for some reason, says the Masech HaSoifim, Ein Mevachin Al Erech, Elev Motzi Shabbos, Kishu Mevusim Ubekeirim Noim. Now we just proved from the Gemara in Yevamos that where I've got this conflict between Zvizim Magdim and Hidu Mitzvah, Zvizim gets precedence, and that's why we don't wait for the older brother to come from America to do Yibam, but rather, we give it to the younger brother who's here, because Zvizim is more important. Zvizim Magdim in the Mitzvah to do a Mitzvah straight away. Why suddenly when it comes to Kiddush Levana, it seems that the opposite is true. And we wait till Motzi Shabbos, we give up on the Zvizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs just to do the Mitzvah better.
One is more risky.
Sorry?
One is more risky.
Which is more risky?
The Yibum. You don't have to wait 6 months till the brother comes and so on.
No, okay, we'll get there in a second. Says the truth.
The only reason the Masechta Sofrim broke down was because of wearing
Big Day Shabbos. Put on Big Day Shabbos. It's good kasha.
That's the only mal.
That's what I say. There are many other reasons also.
Yeah,
it could be he knew that the Metzius was people wouldn't do it. He wouldn't go on a Tuesday night just to change. I don't know. There definitely are lots of other reasons to it. But I want to pick up on what you said. Comes the Truma Sadesh, and Truma Sadesh was asked the same Shaila as the Masechta Sofrim. Should I do Kiddush Levon immediately or should I wait till Motzi Shabbos? Says the Truma Sadeshin, wait till Motzi Shabbos like it says in Sefer Seifim. Says the Truma Sadeshin, you want a Raya, I'll bring you a Raya. I'll bring a proof that Hidu Mitzvah is better. Where's my proof from? From a Gemara in Yevamos. Now we just proved from the Gemara in Yevamos that Zvizim gets precedence. Zvizim gets precedence, that's why you give Yevam to the younger child, the younger brother who's waiting here. The Truma Sadeshin proves his point the exact opposite from the very same Gemara. Why? Says the Truma Sadeshin. Why did the Mishnah choose a moshel where the younger brother is here and the older brother is in America, is in Dinas Hayom? Why don't we say, remember, every word in the Gemara in the Mishnah is Meduik. Why don't we say, he's here, he's half an hour away. He's in Stamford Hill. This one is in Goldwyn. He's in Stamford Hill, it'll take an extra half an hour. Why does it have to say he's in Dinas Hayom, he's in America? Says the Truma Sadesh, you know why the Gemara Chafson is in America? Because if he's in America and it takes him 6 months by ship to get here, there's always a chashash he might not get here. To wait for the older brother, there's always a chashash he might not get here. The reason why the Gemara chooses a moshel where the brother's in Dinas Yom is to say that dafka in such a case, where there is the added aspect, added fact that you never know, if you wait, the mitzvah might never materialize altogether. That's when the Gemara says, kol shuri mitzvah lo mashinon, you don't wait, but rather you do the... You'll use the younger brother. If, however, you've got absolutely no suffix, and the older brother is local, it'll just take an extra half hour for him to get here, and there's no suffix he'll get here, and I've got the trade-off between Zvizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs and Hidu Mitzvah, says the Truma Sadesh, Hidu Mitzvah takes precedence. Wait, do it in the best oifen. You're going to have to wait an hour till you get there, doesn't matter. Hidu Mitzvah is more important. Dafki, in the case of Yevamos, where the older brother is Bimdinas Hayom, and he might not get here altogether, who knows what's going to be from the ship, till he gets a ship from America, what's going to be on the ship. Dafki, in such a case as the Truma Sadeshin, that's when the Gemara says that Kol Shiyu Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, but otherwise, Hidu Mitzvah takes precedence. Therefore, says the Truma Sadeshin, where you've got no Suffolk, I will be able to do it later, and it will be more Mehudah Dekoifen, I should rather wait. Nafkimina says the Shvus Yaakov, for example, comes Sukkot morning, someone gives you a Arba Minim, Lulav and Essing, and it's not the best. And you could shake Lulavanas like that. But you know that if you wait an hour, you'll be able to get hold of a better set. Here, I've got no suffix whatsoever. I know for a fact that Achbeis, my father, my brother, he's in the first minyan. He'll come back from shul, he'll let me use his dalad minyan, and they're more muhuda than the ones I've got here. There's no suffix whatsoever. Says the Shvus Yaakov, you should rather wait and do the mitzvah in the better oifen rather than be mikayim zizim makdim in the mitzvah. So again, so I was makdim that we're talking about a case where there's no chashash al pi derech hateva, you're going to miss kiddush levona. Like I say, we taka don't wait for Motzei Shabbos if Motzei Shabbos is going to be yud beis or yud gimel lechodesh, especially not in the winter because there's a chashash you're going to miss it. I'm talking about a case where again, no one knows what's going to be. But al pi derech hateva, if you're holding in the middle of Sivan, in the middle of Tammuz, in the middle of Av, July, August, the summer months, and kiddush levona. Motzei Shabbos is on the 7th or the 8th or the 9th of the Chodesh, so even if it's cloudy, you're still got another 6 days. Now, if the previous 2 weeks has been pouring and you haven't seen the sun, then even the middle of winter, you're correct. I'm talking about a case where Alpi Derech HaTeva, there's no chashash you're going to miss. This Shaila threw up a tremendous uproar. What happened? A bit of history. In Tofresh Chof Hei, which is 150 years ago, the Rav of Lublin, Reb Herschel, he, with other rabbanim there, put out a kruz, put out a proclamation. He didn't write who he was writing against, but everyone understood who he was writing against. He was writing against Reb Leibel Eger. Reb Leibel Eger was the son of Reb Shlomo Eger, was the grandson of Reb Akiva Eger. What was the story? The story was that Reb Leibel Eger, his grandfather, Reb Akiva Eger, and Reb Shlomo Eger, they were from the Litvish Olam. Reb Leibel Eger, he went to the Kotzk Rebbe. After the Kotzk Rebbe's Petira, he went to someone else, the Israel Rebbe. After he was Nifta, Reb Leibel Eger not only became a Chosid, but he became a Rebbe. Whether his father's grandfather did sit Shiva, they didn't sit Shiva, whether they were Chosid at the end of life, different parasha. But Al Kolponim, he became a Chosid, he became a Rebbe. He got a tremendous following. And very often, like it's Kedalton Bakoidesh, when someone has a baby, they were Mechabit him to be the Moyel, Mechabit him to be the Sunder. Now, till he got round to being any Mila, which he was the Moel, he was the Sandak, normally took place close to Shkia. Why did it take place close to Shkia? Because Reb Leibel Eger was Kodesh HaKodoshim. Until he did all his Achonos, Eichazachon, with his Machshavos and whatever, things which were way above us. Till he got ready to do it, he didn't wake up late. He got up very, very early, and he was busy with his Achonos all the day. Till he was ready to actually do the Mila was almost Shkia time. Came this kruz, came this proclamation from the other gedolim there in Lublin, and they said that hayitochen. There's a din of zrizin magdim in the mitzvahs, and dafka by mitzvahs mila. That's where we learn. Vayashkem avon b'beika, and he did mitzvahs mila. Dafka by mitzvahs mila. That's where we see zrizin magdim in the mitzvahs. And here comes along a new thing that suddenly all the milas in town are close to shkia. So everyone knew what he was referring to, what he was talking about. So Leibel Eger. What he decided to do was, he decided to write to his, send the shayla to others, and see what they say. If they say he should stop, then he would stop. Hear what they have to say. So there's many tshuvas from the gedolim of that period, that tkufa, revolving around this subject. Now, a lot of them, the ones which stick up for him, say like this, very interesting, not our subject, but, why was he wasting his time? Why was he delaying? Not because, like we said, he got up late, or he went to work during the day, and he only got around to doing mitzvahs mila later. Rather, he was busy with his achonos. So a lot of them who wanted to stick up for him said, if you mendayik in the Loshon, Chazal say, zrizim magdimim le mitzvahs. It doesn't say, zrizim magdimim ha mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah. Rather, you should be zoiz la mitzvahs towards the mitzvah. In other words, all the achonos for the mitzvah are also included in the mitzvah. So if you're zrizim magdimim la mitzvahs towards the mitzvah, that's also good enough. So because you get up very early and you start your hachonis, your preparations for the mitzvah, that's also fine. In fact, that's one taina which they used to back up Reb Leibel Eger. His cousin, Reb Shimon Sofer, Einikov from Machasim Sofer, he wrote Ve'eshaf Tshuva against Reb Leibel Eger's cousin. And he said like this, he said, firstly, he said, just because you've got to do all these achonas, this poor kid, he's got the oil on, he wants to become a chelik of Klal Yisrael, and he's ready, he's there waiting from he's woken up early in the morning, he's woken his parents up early in the morning, he's waiting for his bismillah, he's still got his oil on, he's not a fully fledged member of Klal Yisrael, and you, because of your achonas, this guy, this poor kid never has to survive as a pre-maldik a baby for another few hours. It's not fair on the child. So he said to him, Agav, you were blame leger, you wanted to bring a raya. He wanted to bring a raya to himself. It says in the Gemara, Hasidim ha-yishoinim, ha-yishoin sha-achas mispalim. Hasidim ha-yishoinim would get up early, it was time to daven. Nevertheless, they didn't daven straight away. They were shoin sha-achas, all their preparations. You see, it's not a problem pushing off the mitzvah, if you're preparing for the mitzvah. Said Rishim and Seifer, no, why does it say Hasidim ha-yishoinim? Just Hasidim. He says, from the fact that he says Hasidim ha-yishoinim, mechlal de-ikachoinim. If it says the Hasidim Hashem who did do it, that means Hasidim Achoinim don't do it. Why not? Obviously, we're not on that madriga that we can start delaying ourselves for the mitzvah. And anyway, he says, you're so busy doing your hachonas to make them in the mitzvah, so kodesh hakodoshim, your Zeidu of Akiva Eger, he definitely had as least as oichik kavanas like you did, and he managed to do them early. So what's your problem? Why can't you do them quicker? See what very, very sharp against. What I want to get to is, with Tzadik HaKoyim. We've all heard of Tzadik, with Tzadik HaKoyim in Lublin. He also wrote a tshuva. And he, in his tshuva, which he wrote to Reb Leib Leiger, Reb Leib Leiger asked him, should I carry on with my practice or not? And he said, of course you can. You can, and not only can, you should, and people should use you as a moel and as a sandak. Why? He said, I've got a Trumas Hadeshen, and the Trumas Hadeshen talks about Kiddush Levana. And he says, I've got this trade-off between Zrizin Magdim in the mitzvahs, and Hidur Mitzvah. Should I do the Kiddush Levana straight away and I've got Zrizin, or should I push it off to Motzei Shabbos, I've got Hidur Mitzvah? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Hidur Mitzvah, as long as there's no chashash you're going to miss the mitzvah altogether, Hidur Mitzvah comes first. He said, you've got the same trade-off. Do the Mila straight away in the morning, Zvizim Magdim in the mitzvahs, but then you'll have to cut down on your hachonas. It won't be on the mitzvahs Mila won't be on the same madrega, because you won't have gone through the same hachonas that you would like to go through. So the reason why you're trying to push it off is to do the mitzvah in a more mehudadik oifen, Zekeli van Veyu. Says of Tzadik HaKoyim, you see from Trumas Hadeshen that Din Hidur Mitzvah gets precedence, and therefore most certainly you're entitled to, and you should continue your practice, and everyone should use you as a moel and should use you as a zandik. But again, you see that this whole uproar, the Din of Dvarim, the dispute was around this point. What comes first? Now I'm running very short of time, so I want to stress is as follows. L'chayra, it's Neged the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We all know, you've got on Meshchoidesh, you've got Halal, you've got Shachris, and you've got Musaf. Who says Halal? The Baal Shachris says Halal. When it comes to Tkiyah Shofar, which is also between Shachris and Musaf, who does Tkiyah Shofar? It belongs to a Chelik of Musaf. Asks the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, what's the difference? I've got two things which come between Shachris and Musaf. Halal and Tkiyah Shofar. Why is Halal part of Shachris, and Tkiyah Shofar is part of Musaf? Forgive me, I'm running short of time. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. If you're going to say Halal comes as part of Shachris, because the Zrizin Magdim in the mitzvahs, therefore, Peter, we want to squash Halal in the Shachris rather than delaying it till Muslim time. If Zrizin Magdim gets precedence, then Tekiyah Shofar, we should also push in together with Shachris. If you're going to say that we pushed Tekiyah Shofar off till Muslim because of Hidur Mitzvah, why is it Hidur Mitzvah? In those days, a lot more people turned up for Muslim than they did for Shachris. There was a much more bereaved arm who turned up for Muslim. Therefore, there's a Hidur Mitzvah to delay Tekiyah Shofar till Musaf, because there's more people there. Perhaps that's why we associate Tekiyah Shofar with Musaf. If that's the case, if Hidur Mitzvah gets precedence over and above Zvizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs, so Halal should be the same thing. Stigma asks this contradiction. Why is it the Halal, it seems that we prefer the Zvizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs? When it comes to Tekiyah Shofar, we prefer Hidur Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, B'gizeres HaMalchus Shonu. Says the Gemara, in other words, really Zrizin Magdim gets precedence. Really you should do Tekiyah Shofar also by Shachris. But there was a time when they couldn't do Tekiyah Shofar by Shachris because the Goyim thought there was a declaration of war, they're blowing these trumpets early in the morning. If they delayed it to Musaf time, which was much later, they'd already know that it was just part of a religious service. Therefore they delayed it till Musaf time. So you see from the Gemara clearly, that really where you've got this conflict between the two Zrizin Magdim and Hidur Mitzvah, Zrizin Magdim gets precedence. Only Tekiyah Shofar, we don't have a choice, we push it off. So how can we possibly say, in all these cases, that the Kiddush Levana and the Mila and whatever it is, that Hidur Mitzvah gets precedence? The answer which most Achreinim go with, and I say most Achreinim, and I'll say Halacha L'maisa, because the Mishnah Berurah in Bi'ur Halacha seems to say not like that, but the answer is as follows. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, when he was a young Rav in Mitzrayim, we're going back to Tovshin Yud 65 years ago, you can do the math, how old he wasn't very old. The Stechemet says the same thing. They're talking about a Pidyon HaBen or a Mitzvah Mila. We started with. I've got a shayla. Should I make the Pidyon HaBen? Should I make the Mitzvah Mila in the morning? But then not many people will be able to come. Or should I delay it later and then I have a Boi Bom Hadras Melech? What gets precedence? Zvizin Magdimin or Hidden mitzvah. And we now know we've got a steer. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to say one way, and the Gemara in Yevamos seems to say the other. Say the Achoyim as follows. There's two types of Hidden mitzvah. I can have a nicer Sefer Torah, a nicer Esuk. Do Kiddush Levon on Motzei Shabbos, I've beautified the mitzvah. The actual mitzvah becomes more beautiful. That's one type of Hidden mitzvah. There's another type of Hidden mitzvah where the mitzvah is exactly the same, there's just more people there. B'roiv Om Hadras Melech. B'roiv Om Hadras Melech is also a part of Hidden mitzvah, but I haven't beautified the actual Maisa mitzvah. It was just there were more people present when I did it. There was a bigger attendance. That is a lower dargah of Hidden mitzvah. Where I have a conflict between a Hidden mitzvah where I'm beautifying the mitzvah, like I said before, I can commission this sefer to write a more beautiful Sefer Torah, the end product will be more beautiful, then Hidden mitzvah takes precedence. However, when I've got the bris milah is going to be exactly the same bris. I'm not waiting for a better model. It'll be exactly the same bris milah, it's just there'll be more people in attendance, then they say Zvi Zmagdim and get precedence. That's why Rav Avadya Yosef said there, you're not allowed to push off a milah to the afternoon just because more people could come. Again, I'm not saying Allah Chalamai said very often, there are other shaylas, I have to wait for my father or my father-in-law to come, and there's a shayla of Kibbut Av or Kibbut Chomer. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about where I just want to push it off because more people, I'll have a bigger renter crowd, more people will come in. This boils around this same shayla. Again, I'm not saying Allah Chalamaisa. The same thing applies by Kiddush Levana. You could have the same shayla. I've got a beautiful Levana, but if I wait another day or another 2 days, there's going to be a bigger minion. More people together doing Kiddush Levana.
We may not have a Levana at all.
We've been through that already. So again, the story which the Achronim seem to come out is there's a chiluk between which type of Hidden mitzvah. I hope it's been clear. To finish off with a Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer says in his Joshus, Lechem Atzlus Loi Seichel. The Lechem of Atzlus Loi Seichel. Says the Chasam Sefer as follows. There's a vikuach between Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. Avraham says, the Malachim come and he says, go and make kemach, use flour. She went and she used Soilus, fine flour. What was the din of Dvarim? What was the disagreement between Avraham and Sarah? Says the Chasam Sefer as follows. Kemach is a rough of flour. The end product won't be as good. However, it's much quicker. I don't need to sieve it so many times. Says Avraham Avinu, I've got a choice here. Should I use kemach and my bread will be done quicker? It will be baked quicker. I've got Zvi Zmagdim in the mitzvahs. I'll be able to do my Hachnos Zorchim quicker. However, I'd have to give up on the Hidden mitzvah. The bread won't be so beautiful. Or should I wait and sieve the flour again and again and again until I get soilless, fine, best quality flour? And end product, the Hachnos Zorchim will be better. But I'll give up on Zvi Zmagdim in the mitzvahs because it will take longer to prepare. Avraham Avinu said, says the Chasam Sofer, kemach. Use kemach. Zvi Zmagdim gets precedence. Sarah Imenu says, no, I want to use soilless. I want to use fine flour. Hidden mitzvah gets precedence. Says the Chasam Sofer, what happened? Because she didn't listen to her husband, we know she became tomei in the middle, and therefore she couldn't serve the bread altogether. Pirsan Hidda, velechem atzlus loy soichel, says the Chasam Sofer. It was atzlus laziness on Sarah Imenu's point of view, and what she should have done is listen to her husband and use kemach, because Zvi Zmagdim gets precedence. According to what we've said, what we've come out like, Sarah Imenu was correct, not Avraham Avinu. Because according to what we've said, when it's according to what the chiluk with Achronim make between what type of Hidden mitzvah there is, if the Hidden mitzvah, the end product is a better mitzvah, it's more beautiful mitzvah, then we said the Hidden mitzvah taka gets precedence. And therefore we understand at least where Sarah Amin was coming from. I hope you understand there's many, many, many other nafkaminas of this. We've just touched the subject, just you should understand the Makor, the Shaila revolves around this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But I'll go upon him, we have to do the mitzvah the best way from we can, Zekeli Van Bevu, to beautify the Ben Shem Mirakim HaMitzvahs.
Sorry. Can you just check in your pockets? I'm really sorry, I've lost my keys. Are they on the table inside when I came in? Maybe